You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Real Housewives news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Hello, hello, come one, come all, the Housewives of New Jersey. We've got four episodes left and we are joined by Courtney Stewart on the phone. What up, Miss Courtney?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
So, girl, I'm missing you on Monday nights.
I know, I'm such a slacker.
Wah, wah. Well, we are joined by a very special guest star, my best friend in the whole world, Joshua Lee.
What's up? How's it going?
So tonight on Housewives, it's finally like getting cracking.
Yeah, it's heating up now.
They are
good.
Turning that volume up, as they say on Project Runway.
Holler.
Oh,
it
my
is
gosh.
About time.
You know, and of course they would leave it till the very end of the season.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
We do the kickoff with Ashley's dad.
Wow.
They're left in that restaurant.
Okay, what's up with that dad, too? Let's start there. Okay?
Oh, my God. Let's go ahead.
Get that,
that
stripe on the back of his head. I'm like, was he in jail?
He looks like he might have been in war.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
I think he was in jail.
I think he was in jail.
No!
Okay. See? Some now it's coming out.
It's
I want to know
coming
that
together.
Story. Yeah, so
we
something was going on there.
We need to find out about that.
Yeah, I'm gonna do some research on that dad.
For real. Well, then I guess like they want Ashley to apologize for being a bitch.
Yeah, Ashley is
to
a bitch,
her mother,
though.
But she just keeps playing them out.
Yeah,
she plays them out. She laughs in her parents' faces. She calls them bitches. She tells them to shut up. She just does whatever she wants.
Yeah,
and she needs to get popped.
Yeah,
just like Caroline said, she needs to get open hand face smack to the face so she can knock her teeth out.
Yeah, that's so true. I remember one time I told my mother to shut up, and she actually slapped the taste right out of my mouth. So, and I didn't do that again. So
exactly, wow. She's a good
yeah,
old fashioned.
I didn't even utter the word "shut up." I was too afraid.
Yeah. Afraid. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is it about this girl? She's like crazy.
She has cojones. Yes.
She's insane. She's yelling from upstairs in the last episode. Shut up, mom! Shut the fuck up! Yeah. Or was that this episode?
And then when she talks to her dad, she's like, "Daddy, daddy."
You know. Like, and daddy's girl, Jody, she's like, yo, when you live with us, we didn't get along either.
Yeah,
so
what's up with Jody, too?
You need to catch a case of act right. Jody's looking good.
She's looking good, though.
She's looking age appropriate.
She's looking a little stripper, but she's looking good, okay?
But she's looking a little Dallas,
was.
Too.
Yeah. So the dad's fresh from prison, and the mom's a stripper.
And together they've created this perfect child.
Named Ashley, who's a fucking bitch. Bitch. Everyone hates.
A bitch. And not only is she a bitch, but she's a dumb one. Okay?
She's a dumb bitch.
She's a very young dumb
one. The world is just going to fall into her lap and be fine, and she can say whatever she wants. I mean, if my parents were rich like that, had me living it up,
yeah,
buying like, me cars and whatnot, my ass would be at home. My mom would be like, will you wipe your brother's ass? I'd be like, how many times do you need me to do
okay.
it?
Do you know that?
I'll do it.
Like, she's living
she's
such
ridiculous.
A good life. Wow, you're totally right.
I agree.
And she's like, I'm 20. I don't want to get thrown out on my own.
Then she's all like trying to sneak a little hug into Chris with Chris after that whole dinner's done. And
yeah.
He's like, girl, I'm going to need more than a hug.
Yeah.
When we get home, it's crackdown time.
Yeah. No, she's a bitch. I hate Ashley.
Yeah.
Ashley, not
I hate
for
her.
President. Not yeah. for president.
Well, did you feel
ever.
Any sympathy at all for her when she's obviously like her obvious like trigger point is feeling like her mom blames her for not getting to do more with her life? And that's obviously like something, even though as annoying as all of it is to me at all, like the girl needs to just shut up. I feel like that's the one moment where you actually see that there's a lot of pain in her whether it's justified or not, because she believes that she's the reason that her mom hasn't done anything or done enough or done as much as she could have with her life. And she's feeling like she's getting blamed for that all the time.
But I could feel bad for that. However, she laughs in her parents' faces. She's not sorry. You know what I mean? She has no remorse for what she's doing.
Yeah, but I still can, I totally understand. But I still do feel like a little bit. I think she just, there's like some miscommunication going on, because I think that that Ashley just hates her mom for one reason, and her mom hates Ashley for one reason, thinks she disrespects her, but they like could communicate on a different level would be better.
Exactly. It's like they're speaking two different languages completely. Yeah. It's like man and woman right now.
Yeah.
So obviously, we know who the man is.
Wait, who?
Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley's the man right now. She's duking her mother up.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, I do feel bad for Jacqueline, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Jacqueline was getting played by her own emotions.
Like, getting played out.
She wasn't being mature either, but she couldn't handle. Like, her emotions have taken over completely when it comes
heard
to Ashley.
That. She just had enough, I think. Logical. She's just battered, emotionally battered.
Yeah, she's been abused. Daughter abuse.
Yes.
When your daughter strikes back.
They need to call the cops on the kids, really.
Yeah, for real. That daughter. Yeah, they need
switcheroo.
They need to have, what is that, like parents FS? What is it? DCFS when
like
you call
cops for teenagers.
Yeah, Department of Family and Children's Services. Yeah. Come pick her ass.
Yeah, it's like, excuse me, can you pick up my daughter?
Yeah.
Like, right now she's crazy.
Exactly.
She's lost her mind.
Yeah, definitely not a fan, so.
Is that who you call, like, if your kid is really abusing you? Because, you know, there are kids that be beating on their parents.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, really?
I don't know who you call.
I didn't even know that was out there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was
a
problem.
I don't know if they have one of those, but they need to have one of those right now.
Yeah, we can call AfterBuzz TV.
Actually, all three of us should do that ourselves. We can
exactly.
just go to people's houses.
I think all three of us should find Ashley and just jack her up on the side of the road.
We should beat her up.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So,
she's moving to California, so...
Josh, your boyfriend Rich had a lot to say.
I ran into that girl, the things I could say.
Okay. Oh yeah, Rich. Caroline's like, you don't want to hit rock bottom in California. I'm like, whoa, girl, calm down.
Whoa, I know rock bottom. Whoa. Like, we've all been there, Caroline, including yourself, honey. Look in the mirror.
So, what do you think about your boyfriend Rich this episode, bagging on Teresa's cookbook?
And Rich is just
jacking those recipes from Mama-in-law.
Rich is just a very interesting character, okay? Like, he's very interesting. Him and Kathy both. So, I don't...
I love Kathy, but they're both, like, that kind of odd, so
I do like them, and I definitely like them together. And I'm happy for them, but they're... That
they are shysters.
Rich, yeah.
A little. Just a tiny bit.
He is slimy. He is slimy.
He is.
And even though Teresa like seemed like she was being hella dramatic when she was talking to Melissa, which once again, can somebody punch Melissa in the face?
Yes, I would love to be that person because she is devil's advocate.
She is so funny.
Such a bitch.
So every time, every week, I go into it saying, okay, Melissa, I'm not going to be hating on
yourself.
You this week. I'm going to try to learn to like you. And you do the same dumb shit, talking to other people about some other conversation that they weren't involved in at all. But anyway, Teresa, I don't even know what I was about to say. Teresa and something.
Teresa.
Oh. Do you think that Teresa was like, even though she was being hecka dramatic, like, for real, Richie is a little inappropriate with her?
So, you know what, though? Like... That's in the eye of the beholder, I guess, because some people are more comfortable with touching in comments and all that, and then some people are not. But there's an adult way to express yourself.
Yeah, I think Richie actually is a weird person in general.
And
I think
he's
all those
weird
girls when they're around him like pick up that weird energy, and he's all like, he could say anything like normal, but it would come off weird.
He's like linoleum.
Yeah, like, hey, check out my shoe or something. And be like, hey, check out my new shoes. Like, is he hitting on me? Just because he's like so weird.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And his look, too. But I love how they support each other.
Yeah, I do, too.
That aspect of the relationship is really cute.
Yeah, I really like the relationship. Yeah, I think they're cute.
Oh, my God. And Lauren and Ashley. I'm like, bitch, your deadline is in a week and a
half.
Wow,
Ashley.
She's like, well, I really don't know
how
long it takes to
make
a sample. And Lauren's like, bitch, I'm going to smack you. Catch a case.
And how many times did freaking Ashley say, I'm so annoyed. I'm going through so much.
But
I'm
honestly,
so annoyed.
Lauren had it right. She's like, bitch, I ain't going to throw you no pity party. You want that? you better move to California.
Yeah, she's like,
bitch, where you belong.
I'm Carolyn's daughter, okay?
Okay.
I stand up for some shit, okay?
Yeah,
she's
like,
a good one.
We don't do that in the Manzo house.
Okay, yeah, we don't throw ourselves pity parties in the Manzo house, bitch. Get it together.
Get it right.
Bro.
Okay.
The only thing I wish he had done, I wish he had told Ashley to kick rocks.
Oh, yeah,
like,
I wish he would have,
come
too.
Come out straight out and say, like, you know what? This
yeah,
is a week
she's
away.
Like, you're
I'm
my cousin.
Yeah. She's like, what about the t-shirt samples, bitch? You know how long it takes to get a t-shirt made, have something put on there, and then have it sent off to where you need it for?
And she don't even know.
She didn't have a fucking design.
I don't know.
Yeah.
She is so jaded by this world,
yeah,
and I cannot wait to California. It beats her down.
Yeah, we're going to find her when she gets here. I'm just
That's
joking.
Horrible.
Totally not.
Don't
totally
lie.
Not.
Where is she
like,
at?
I'm just joking. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I would. I may throw a drink on her.
Okay.
Like basketball
wise.
Yeah,
wives. We shouldn't say that. They'll
Evelyn.
Be arresting us talking about she got beat up randomly.
Oh, that's true.
Know.
Yeah. You're right. You're right. Okay, Ashley, I won't hurt you. I promise. If I ever see
I
you.
I want to help you, Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley, let me help you.
Well, Joe and Teresa finally sit down and get the judge's opinion.
Got it.
Which was a beautiful, glorious
Both of
day.
Them were like
the
clenching to their seats.
Comes
they were
out.
Like, yeah.
Seriously, like all you had to do was just like put it out there from the get.
Wow.
We wouldn't be feeling this way about
it. And
you.
Like how they turned it around. Like, we told the truth. So,
so we're
this
good,
is cool.
Right?
We're good, right? It's like, don't you still sign somebody else's signature? Like, but we told the truth about it.
Yeah, but we're, yeah. They're in $260,000 debt.
Yeah, whoa.
That is a pretty penny.
Wow.
That is, but it's so, like, I'm confused because I thought they were, like, millions of dollars in the
Me
hole.
Too.
So,
yeah.
Like, is this it? Like, have they made a come up and this is all that's left?
Well, they said that Teresa was, like, selling, or was she giving money to buy back the things that they tried to sell off, or what was that? Did I catch that correctly?
Yeah,
something
I'm not sure.
Something about my, yeah, I thought they were saying, like, whatever they were going to sell in the auction, she can.
She, like, bought off or something?
They can, like, write off as her. Like, I don't know. I was confused. It just seemed like, I felt like they got a good deal because I thought they were millions of dollars.
Hell
like,
yeah. They're like, we got to sell one thing. We're out of debt.
Yeah, they just pick up one of their pots. Like, honey, you want to get rid of this? Yeah,
exactly.
Sure. Okay, we're out of debt.
Dude, yeah. Joe is such a classy guy. He's like, yeah, Teresa could keep her shoes. What
yeah,
it's
like, thanks, Joe.
My shoes.
Wow.
Stay out my closet.
I don't know how I feel about her husband, Joe,
drunk?
Either.
What's that?
The husband, Joe. What is what's up with him?
Oh, he has like Napoleon complex.
Something's going on there. Okay. We'll
he's
have to find
very
out.
Very small and juicy.
Mm. Yeah, he's very juicy.
Very
he
juicy.
Is juicy.
Oh my gosh. And a family that cooks together stays together,
Amen.
Apparently. Because Kathy was making love to her food, Melissa said.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Whoa, Kathy.
I would rather not think about your holiest of regions and my food in the same sentence, but that's how they're doing it. Up in Kathy's house. What do you think about those belly dancers, Courtney?
About the what?
The belly dancers that came into life.
Okay,
in the
I thought. I mean, I think belly dancers are amazing, and they make me feel like I'm hot too when I look stupid trying to do what they're doing. So I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
But I was super annoyed, even though I tried not to be.
With Melissa?
Melissa got up with
her, and
her
little baby booty
shirt
shake
on, and her stupid jingle bells on her waist.
Oh my
and
god!
I was over her.
Teresa's like. That looks like something they could have bought off the Jersey Shore. My girl, ain't nothing wrong with the Jersey Shore. We're all tuning in.
We'll be there. That's awesome.
Okay. But yeah, I was like, girl, what are you trying to work out here? You're at a dinner party.
I don't know, but I was impressed, I will say, that she's like, I'm not wearing a bra. I was like, you bitch.
No.
Clearly, we can fucking see you.
But hey, they were sitting up all nice and perky, so I can't hate.
Okay. As long as they're smiling.
They ain't real.
Yeah, they ain't real.
They are real. Real fake.
I mean, that's the only inspiration to get fake boobs for me is that you never have to wear a bra.
Exactly.
I
agree.
Right now, but kind
of hey, express yourself. Oh my gosh, but Caroline had it right at that dinner party. She was like,
Yeah.
We will not be having that in my house. She's got a chip on her shoulder, and you need to knock that chip off. Knock it off, Jackie.
Yeah, Jackie.
For real.
Knock it right
and
off.
She's like, if that doesn't work, you smack her. And somebody mentioned, get the wooden spoon out.
Oh.
I was like, oh my gosh, what are we, in eighth grade?
What do you think about the holy water that the husband
gave? One more way to stir the pot with them. Yeah. Like, me and Courtney have been watching this from pretty much the beginning, and we are so annoyed with the Melissa and Teresa banter between those two families.
Like, yeah.
It's just another petty jab at this point. And we don't want no more. I kind of like the Ashley story that's happening right now.
Yeah, I like the Ashley story, and let's stay to Caroline. And I want Teresa to get a new story, because
this story
I don't like her
lame.
All this season.
I was just saying that. I used to totally like her, and now I hate her.
She's ridiculous now.
Yeah.
And she sounds stupid all the time.
She sounds so dumb.
Like, she used to be funny. Like, yes, it was a little, she would say things not quite right. But now she just sounds stupid. She's attacking Melissa for stupid things. And even when she was attacking Melissa at the goddess dinner or whatever, and they were arguing back and forth about, weren't you at Adriana's party?
Yeah.
That was a year ago. We haven't talked for years.
Why are you saying years?
And then fucking Melissa's like, no, I mean, like, we weren't cool like that for a while. So it's like, are you seriously not understanding her? Can you just calm down and stop trying to find something to argue with her about?
Looking at any given opportunity to just pull her hair, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, Teresa.
Dude, Caroline is
speaking of Melissa's hair.
Okay.
Can somebody explain to me why it looks so greasy? Like,
that's
doing?
The style. That's the Jersey style, I guess.
We'll see, but see,
her husband looked the same way.
This is why it's interesting to me, because I told you like a few weeks ago how I found pictures of them before they were like grown-ups or whatever, and they were kid pictures, and I would swear that Melissa was black. Like, she was like an African-American girl.
Awesome.
Maybe she is. That's
and
in the next storyline.
And her hair was like very African-American. So when I'm looking at it now, it kind of looks like she got the like big blue magic grease that us black girls used to use when we was kids. And she like straightened her hair, and it's like big tubes of greasy.
She's trying new things. Let her do what she do. Because this is highly entertaining.
But I'm sorry. The whole time I see her, I just feel like she should be a Blue Magic ad for my hair.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. Teresa, Teresa's such a bitch nowadays.
I'm not feeling her.
Caroline was trying to like build up Kathy at one point and, you know, give her confidence about catering and cooking.
Oh yeah.
And Teresa just like walks right up in and one-ups her.
Yeah,
once
slams
again,
her right down. I'm coming out the restaurant.
Exactly.
Really?
She's like, really, girl? Because we watched you open up that pizzeria, and that was not successful.
Yeah, that was a nothing. And Teresa, what actually are you going to do at the restaurant? Oh, I'm going to wear a gown.
I'm
going to
wear a gown.
Right.
Like, and seat tables.
We both work in a restaurant.
Yeah.
There is no way
we'd be up
in there with a gown.
Yeah. I'm not going to be walking down the aisle with like chicken fingers in one hand and a gown.
I'm barely comfortable like wearing clothes.
Yeah, her
it
gown's
hot
gonna,
when you're running around.
Her like, gown's gonna be like dripping over ranch dressing.
I know, ranch grenade ramekins.
Like, really, honey, Teresa, like, this isn't gonna be the classiest restaurant ever.
Okay. And your first one didn't do very well, so maybe that's not a field you should tap in.
But to think that she's just gonna be wearing a gown and like just flying around
like
the restaurant,
like the Price is Right girls.
Yeah, she totally is. She'll be, yeah.
She's only there to service Bob.
Yeah. She is so funny.
Ooh.
Ew, dirty.
Yeah, right now I think I'm on Team Kathy. If I had to pick a team, even though I definitely don't want to be on Team Kathy.
Oh, I know, right?
I think I might be on her side right now.
Exactly.
Which is sad. I feel embarrassed for saying it, but I am.
I think I'm crossing the fucking bridge and just going back to Manhattan. Fuck Jersey.
You like, know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my gosh.
That's so true.
Teresa's all bagging on that party. She's like,
yeah, she's like,
she's like, if I was throwing a goddess party.
Yeah. It's like, well, Teresa,
I would have done it differently.
You're in debt, honey, so you don't have enough money to throw that party right now. But.
I know, right? Why can't she be likable? Like, I get it. She's going through it, so whatever. But does she really have to be that negative all the time?
I know. She's such a bitch. She's like, I can't believe you made me eat that.
Yeah. When she was like eating that food and she was like, almost, I can't eat that. Gross. Like,
she's like, how dare you feed me that pig slop?
Is it what, Teresa?
And like, for the really, record, it was a beautiful dinner. I don't know how the Italians get down, but I assume most people that I know, including myself, that enjoy cooking and entertaining people, the biggest sign of disrespect that you can do is if you don't like something and you act like a fool about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just try it.
Fake it, try it, swallow it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's just rude. That's bad manners, Teresa.
Horrible manners.
We need to get, wait, who has, oh, it's the Countess. There we go.
Yes.
You're on my level, bro.
No, that's right.
We need to bring her in. We need to bring her in and see some class in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Elegance is love.
My friend.
I mean, I think you should teach her some class, Christina. You could probably do a better job than the Countess.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
I'm going to push the Countess in the ocean, too. Very bad taste in my mouth about her.
I think Teresa and the Countess should get their own spinoff show.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And open a restaurant together.
Oh, my
restaurant
God.
Wars.
I want to watch it.
Oh, sign
I feel like,
me up.
I feel like Teresa might beat the Countess down, though.
That's I feel like she I might beat her down.
That'd be so good.
The Countess be like, excuse me.
Yeah, and Teresa's like, bitch, excuse me. Here's my fist in your mouth. Okay. Then we're making this an Italian restaurant.
But then maybe the man and the Countess will actually come out and she'll bust her in the jaw.
Yeah, the Countess might be a man. I'm going to throw
that
out there.
I think so also. Have you seen her body, like, when she came down those stairs in that flapper outfit?
Wow. Well,
I'm just saying.
I want to feel for her. Like, girl, I'm proud of you, but you might be a man.
He says girl and uses that term loosely.
Loosely. I'm just trying to throw a compliment.
Oh my gosh, if I ever see her Monday nights at Mickey's, I'll let y'all know.
Wait, we didn't even mention the fact that at Kathy's party, like, wait a minute, that food was like so cold, right?
It
was sitting there for like
beautiful.
How long? It looked great though.
But you know, it takes Teresa lovely. 7 hours to get anywhere, so.
True. With her like 12 kids,
well, she
that's
knows
just
that. She should have let them eat. I'm sorry. If you always late, you don't get to be a part of
that's
the eating
true.
Party. You eat when everybody else is done.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about that. I probably would have actually not invited her, to be honest, if I was Kathy.
Well, she like extended the olive branch in hopes that this would be a positive experience. But Teresa, you like this season more than ever, you just don't know with
yeah.
her. You can definitely guarantee a shitstorm.
But it's interesting how Teresa is so mean to everyone else, but she's so not mean to her husband, Joe. Like, to him, like, she's like so sweet. But then he can be mean to her.
Well, they're bound like forever.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe she's, like, overcompensating because, like, she's trying to hold this together in her marriage and, like, live up to this. Like, I would never leave my husband. I love him. But secretly, she is still like, you dumb mother.
Oh, my
God.
You know,
exactly. If I could. So
yeah.
She puts all that negative energy onto everybody else so that she can be positive and kind to her husband when she gets home. Because I would want to jack him up, too.
You know, that's interesting. I think you, like, nailed that, honestly.
That's
So the negative energy's got to go somewhere. She ain't boxing.
Oh, Teresa, we want you to be happy.
Yeah, Teresa.
Oh, yeah. Danielle, Teresa. Or what was it? Teresa, Dina? There we go.
That's so funny.
Oh, I miss Dina and her ugly cat.
I miss Dina, too.
Oh, me, too. You know she has her own...
show. She has another show now.
Like an interior designing show.
Yeah.
And it's kind of lame, but...
on HGTV.
I like her, though.
I caught, like, 30 minutes of it. It was kind of, like, lame, but I love Dina so much. I watched
lame.
Anyways.
Yeah. Bring where's
She's
Dina?
Not
bring
really
Dina
the,
back.
Like, one host that I want to like sit and watch do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh,
that's true. But if we had Dina back and we could lose, who do we want to lose then?
Oh,
Melissa.
Let's go ahead and lose Melissa.
Let's go with Melissa.
I don't really hate her, but she can go.
She can take.
And then
a
if
hike.
Melissa goes, then Kathy has to go because who's Kathy going to hang out with?
And if Kathy goes, then exactly.
Well, Kathy and Dina would get along. They like the Zen.
That's right,
lady.
You're totally right. I feel like they would get along.
Yeah, Rich is like, I don't know about all this black magic, but my wife is cooking.
Yeah, they were like, do we need a priest present for this? Like, whoa, we're just lighting some incense. We're
you
not
know?
Calling conjuring up the dead.
I know,
okay.
Right? There's no
should a priest be here?
Be okay.
Whoa, slow down there.
Like, we need to operate.
Yeah, it's like, we're just lighting some incense. We're going
to
say
a
prayer.
Smell good.
Yeah.
Exactly. So then, the best part of the episode... Ashley and Jackie get to sit down at home, discuss these stricter rules. And Chris definitely sees shit hitting the fan. He's like, okay.
It's going down
CJ,
fast.
I'll help you with your homework in a little bit.
Yeah, like, CJ, run for cover. Go.
He's like, hit the deck.
Hit the deck, CJ.
For sure.
There's a shootout.
Can I just give a shout out though to Chris?
Please do.
That has to be the calmest man on the planet. To deal with that.
But you know what? You saw him like sneaking up on her. Well, we'll get to that. My bad. We'll get to that.
I just think at that table.
Yeah.
He didn't put his hands on Ashley because I know my dad is pretty calm, and my dad would have pulled me up by my collar and sat me outside.
Yeah.
He did that to me when I was four, and I tried to run off at the mouth of my mom.
Yeah,
and I got put out the house.
I'm not sure if Ashley
dragged out the house.
I'm not sure if Ashley realizes this now, but I feel like Chris is the best parent she got.
Wow.
And I feel like he really knows her, and he's making the moves for Jacqueline because he knows that she is just broke down and in shambles right now and just needs a peace of mind.
Yeah, I think they just need to be apart from each other, for real.
Of course.
So they can
of course
realize some other things. So
exactly. Yeah. Like, learn to speak a different language together.
Yeah, that but it's got to be hard to watch a mother and daughter fight like that. And, like, you're right there and you just... Chris, my hat goes off to you.
For real.
And it seems like pants. He wanted to my kick her out long ago, to you, Chris. But he was waiting on Jackie's cue. He was waiting.
He said, Jackie, you say the word, I will bust this bitch right in her head.
He's like, come on. Let's get her out.
Let's get her. Come on. You say the word. I got her bags packed. Bonnie and Clyde.
But then he like creeps up on her real quick and kind of like listens in on her phone call like Lisa Turtle style.
He totally did.
Oh, my God. Did he want to smack her?
Okay. Yeah. And it was almost like looking for information to validate her and redeem her.
Yeah, he's trying to help her.
Really just playing her parents out again to her friends on the phone.
I wanted Chris to like bust down that door with his foot. Just grab her.
For real, right? You know? Just like kick it open and be like, you dumb dirty mother. Get out of my house.
Yeah, they're outside.
She, like, calls Jackie a bitch and tells her to shut up and all this shit and laughs on the phone with her friends. He's like, oh, don't hang that up, little girl.
Yeah.
Because
you're
going to
need a ride from that girl.
Yeah, you're going to need a ride because you don't have a car.
Because you
don't
have
a phone. You don't have a place to stay. Good luck in California.
Yeah, Ashley went from being a high life. Now she's going to be a low life now. So she's done.
Wait, you might be right on the high life, but we're talking about that shitty beer that's like, water.
Wow.
She ain't no blue moon up in here.
No, she's going. She's definitely on her way out. So
he's like, call your homies because.
Yeah, I'm like, Ashley, I would totally love to be in your situation right now. Like, I'd love to live, you know.
Oh, yeah.
With the Menzos.
New car, paid cell phone.
Yeah.
Awesome house. Cute little baby boys.
Father Chris, like, coming in to comfort me and read me bedtime stories.
Those little boys are the, like, cutest little brothers ever.
Yeah.
And they're so sweet.
That sounds like a great. And all I have to do for.
If she's getting away with anything, being an asshole, if she was actually doing what she was supposed to be doing, she would be getting away living as she wants to anytime she wanted.
Let's check out the other daughter, Caroline's daughter. She still lives at home, has her own career, but she's still good. She's still cute. She's positive.
Exactly. She has, but look at her family living situation. She has a good support system.
True. But I feel like Ashley does too, because I really do feel like Jackie and Chris, they try, but I think there's just something going on there. That dad's been in prison. I just don't get it.
Well, we're finally trying to figure out all these family.
Mm-hmm.
Ties and all that. We're gonna have to go to a commercial.
Oof.
Wanna find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is gonna carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
So, welcome back to AfterBuzz. Woo-hoo! We are going into predictions.
Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
And we're also being beamed up by an UFO.
Hello. ET.
It's like, woo! Haunted house. Scary.
I'm terrified.
So, Jesse, what do you predict for next week?
Well, I just want to ask you guys a question. Why was this titled Belly Up and Up?
belly up means like dead fish.
Mm.
So that bitch is deaded and out.
Up and out, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Up and up.
Mm.
Belly up and out. Upside of the water.
Belly up and up.
That's right.
I mean, things are getting worse and they're
Take
getting
even worse.
Take
your belly up out of this house,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
You done, son.
I think she's going to go away for an episode or two.
Mm-hmm.
Have a life realization.
Yeah.
She'll be back. And
she'll be back.
It'll be a whole redemption thing and the mother and daughter will reunite and it'll be the happy
Again.
Cookie cutter ending.
And it'll be like the Lion King when they hold up Simba in the circle of life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Look at me.
And I think within two more episodes, Teresa and Melissa are going to have
another falling out.
Well, I don't know, because the way that this is going to play out with the husbands now, maybe that'll bring the women closer.
I doubt it.
I can't wait to see them, because
I want
to
see.
This is Joe and Joe action.
Teresa put him in a Jell-O pit. The Judas cocksucker.
I
want to
see
it.
I want to see dirt. I want to see, yes.
Yeah, put him in a mud pit, and let's see him wrestle him out. And like those little G-strings that the sumo wrestlers wear.
Yep.
The speedies?
Yeah, let's put him in those.
Oh, my gosh. Honestly, I don't see Teresa and Melissa going to... If I don't see them getting close if their husbands are fighting, because Teresa is the Judas cocksucker of the household. Like, wherever her husband is, like, she's supportive of her husband. That's great. Like, good job. But I don't see them mending anything if the husband's getting a fight. What do you think, Josh?
I don't know, but I just want to see those husbands knock each other out. That's what I'm looking forward to. Because I feel like these girls on the show, like they seem like they're more like talking about it.
Yeah.
But these guys seem like they're going to handle it.
Wait, so who do you think is going to, who would win in the fight?
Juice on Juice.
Wow. I don't know. I kind of want Teresa's husband to lose. Just
I think he might.
Just because I think the other one's more.
I think the other one's bigger, but he does wear dresses. So.
What?
Yeah.
Melissa's husband runs around in her clothes all day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
I know. Hey. He's seeing you at Mickey.
Yeah, I'm like, Teresa's husband? Okay.
Courtney, what do you think is going to happen?
I don't know what I think will happen. What I would like to happen is for Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga to go at it hardcore.
I'm
going to
go
at
it hard.
Because I
beat down little Joe, and then I want to see Teresa get all upset because her brother is all broken apart.
And then I want to see
Melissa
run over
come after Teresa.
Melissa should run over to Teresa after her husband's beating up Joe, and then she can hit him in the face too. It'll be a family fight, and the kids will start fighting too. It'll be an on-off war.
Housewives death match.
It will be a death match.
I just want a mess. I want a really big mess. Like what they started with the whole christening at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, finish
I want it to fully come to fruition in a nice brawl.
I hope so. A fire and brimstone.
And then Caroline comes in and starts swearing.
She's like, what's wrong with these people?
Oh my gosh, all her cop buddies are there.
Yeah.
Like, look, act right or get the fuck out.
That would be just like the Brownstone part two.
I would be happy if Ashley just dropped off the face of the earth.
Ashley,
you know what? Go to fucking California, bitch. See what happens out here.
Let's send her to the Bad Girls Club.
Oh my god, that would be so perfect.
Wait, she'll get knocked out in 1 second.
But she's
not a fighter.
Exactly.
She's a wussy princess.
Yeah. She's
that's
a talker.
She
her room.
She's a talker.
She needs to go to a place where they'll put her in check.
Yeah.
That's right.
And those bitches
girls
will be
her
like,
own age.
You're all talk. They'll chest bump her.
Listen,
till her freaking bob falls off. And then she'll go back home crying to her mom like, I'm so sorry. I really understand what I was doing wrong.
Send her to Scared Straight. Those places with those prisoners. Get some like big dyke with like some like corn roll braids all up in Ashley's face, just like going at her, you know, telling her she ain't nothing. It'll get her.
Oh my god.
Ashley has to sleep in the cell one night with this girl. Can you imagine?
Oh my god.
That would just be comedy.
She's like, baby, you don't need your bed. You can sleep with me.
I just like to let everyone know Josh loves lesbians.
I love lesbians. I love them, sorry. Yeah, I love them to death. So I hope Ashley has a pleasant experience, actually. That's actually my wish that would happen.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that was fun.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining me, Courtney. I love you so much.
Love you, too. See you on Thursday.
Yay! See you Thursday, boo. Joshua, it was so nice to have you.
Oh, thank you for having
love
me.
Love you, Toto Tiempo.
Wonderful time.
Oh, yes. And Jesse, you are the man as always.
Jesse's
we'll
hot.
We'll be back with the Bad Girls Club.
Yeah!
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.